The final tefillah of the day on Yom Kippur, and the most unique of all the tefillot, is Tefillat Ne'ilah. It's the most unique because it's the only time of the year that we say it, even though in Mishnaic times and classically, Tefillat Ne'ilah would be said on any Ta'anit Tzibur. Nowadays, we only say it on Yom Kippur. And at the end of Masechet Yoma, there is a Machloket Amoraim, as to whether or not Tefillat Ne'ilah exempts one from davening Maariv after the fast or not. And the Gemara explains that this is actually based on a Machloket Tanaim as to what the correct time is for Tefillat Ne'ilah, whether it's a tefillah which should be in the day or whether it's a tefillah that should be at night. So whether it should be still in the daytime before Yom Kippur ends, or is it that even after Yom Kippur has ended, we're still davening? So there's actually a machloket in the Rishonim, how we paskin. Many of the Rishonim paskin that it's davka supposed to be during the day. But the Rif indicates that actually Zman Tefillat Ne'ilah is at night. And then we've got the question whether it means that Tefillat Ne'ilah needs to be at night or whether it can be that it just means that you can still daven Tefillat Ne'ilah at night even though Yom Kippur has technically ended. The Rambam in Hilchot Tefillah says that you daven Tefillat Ne'ilah samuch lishkiat hachama, close to sunset. And the Torah in Siman Taf Resh Kaf Gimel says that you should daven Ne'ilah close to sunset so that you will conclude it with the Tzeit HaKochavim. You'll finish davening at nightfall. So the Torah actually seems to be following both views in the Gemara. You start whilst it's still day and you finish at nightfall. The Shulchan Aruch in Taf Resh Kaf Gimel says that you should start Ne'ilah kishachama barosha ilanot, when the sun is in the treetops, so that you finish it samuch lishkiat hachama, close to sunset, which is of course the lashon of the Rambam, and repeat, so that you should finish it before shkiat hachama, before the sun has set. Now there's a machloket between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, exactly how to understand the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz understands that the Shulchan Aruch is disagreeing with the Torah. The Torah says you finish it at nightfall, whereas the Shulchan Aruch says you have to finish it by sunset, whereas the Magen Avraham says no. The Shulchan Aruch is paskening exactly the same as the Torah, and when the Mechaber says you need to finish it by sunset, what he means is by the end of sunset, which is Tzeit HaKochavim. And the Magen Avraham says that in any event, those who go on to daven into the night, so they're worse, they're following the view of the Rif as far as that's concerned. The Mishnah Berurah says that l'chatchila one should try to finish davening Maariv, davening Ne'ilah a little bit before sunset. All the Achronim, even the Rishonim, talk about places where they do daven Ne'ilah well into the night. I suspect people are probably getting irritated with the Baal Tefillah and want to go home. And in actual fact, they say that's not the good practice. It's just the Chazanim like to slap the service out a bit. The Mishnah Berurah also says in the name of the Prima Gadim that you certainly shouldn't start davening Ne'ilah before Plag HaMincha. The question is whether it's good practice to start as early as Plag HaMincha or whether you should leave it till quite late. Rav Avadia Yosef says that you should leave it till half an hour before Shkia, and then you should daven a very quick Ne'ilah, finishing a minute or two before Shkia, because in Eretz Yisrael they want to duchen at Ne'ilah as well, and that needs to be before sunset. Rav Moshe Sternbach also in Tshuvot V'Hanagot, Chelek Gimel Siman Kufpei, says that really you should try and start davening Ne'ilah within half an hour of Shkia, and that, you know, late, very late in the day. He wasn't very happy at all with places that start davening at Plag so that they can have duchening before before Shkia. He said when he became a Rav in Yerushalayim, he tried to change it that they should daven half an hour before Shkia. Quick private Amidah, short Chazarat Hashatz, just the regular tefillah with Kedusha and Vidui, all the Slichot to be said after Chazarat Hashatz and Avinu Malkin, also after Chazarat Hashatz. But people in his congregation didn't like that. He couldn't get them to buy into it. So he went with the general Minhag of Yerushalayim to start at Plag HaMincha. In Kilat HaLeitzion, we tend to start Ne'ilah an hour and a half before the time that the fast goes out. So we start the Amidah this year. Fast goes out at 8 o'clock. We're starting Ne'ilah at about 6.30. That means we hit the Amidah 6.35. Shkia is a little bit before 7.15. So we're starting the Amidah about 40 minutes before Shkia. And then we try and finish the Amidah 11 minute repetition of the Amidah 11 minutes before the Zman for the end of the day, which is about 25 minutes after Shkia, which is just before Tzeit HaKoch Avim. Depends on how you work out at Tzeit HaKoch Avim, but a little bit before the absolute time, and that seems to cover all the bases quite well. Ad Kan.